just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. My name's Sean Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy Big Dick Toledo. And we are answering the phones live all morning long, taking donations or whatever. That was another. You can blame Al-Qaeda for that celebrity telethon stuff that started after they blew up the World Trade Centers. And the first one was this organic, beautiful gathering of celebrities. And now they just, every network can't get enough of the idea of running those things every time there's a tragedy. And my problem with it isn't that they're trying to raise money. It's a lovely end. It's a nice thing at the end. My problem is that none of those people perform. There's no performances. If you're going to tap dance for me,
just one, Stevie Wonder.
You get one. They always can arrange one. And Stevie's just so, you know, nails. You can roll him out and say, play something, and he'll do it perfectly. And just tell him there's 25 million people here.
I want to sing a song for how many?
25 million, Stevie.
All right.
Then you just pipe in some crowd noise into his ear monitors, and you go. He doesn't know.
Lean on Me with a choir.
My problem is like guys like Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. And
got to promote the new show, John.
I know. That's when I lost it. That's when you're like, on NBC's brand new Will and Grace, here's Sean Hayes. I'm like, this is a promotion vehicle for all of you, isn't it? Starring in the new film. It's like, stop it. Don't bring any of that into it. And then also Sean Hayes was answering the phones. I know this because I kept trying to call to get a celebrity online. If I got a good one, I would donate. If I didn't, I wouldn't. There's a call center you get, too, of a bunch of volunteers. And occasionally,
Tom Hanks.
You'll shoot forward through the volunteer to one of the celebrities. There's like 100 celebrities or whatever it is. And they got thousands of volunteers. So you just get Toledo, for God's sakes, would be on the line. You'd be like, and you'd be like, I've donating to the helping the hurricane thing. Who are you?
Richard Toledo. I'm a producer of a morning show in Phoenix.
Oh, not even Sean Hayes. I can't get even.
Well, it's kind of the same as your
I'm
dog
Tracy
thing.
I'm Tracy Morgan.
Your dog thing is. They mention that you're with Holmberg's Morning Sickness and all that.
Well, no, they talk about it. That's that's a charity. That's the way in advance. This is we're helping. We're the reason. I'm not the reason that charity is happening. Answers the phone.
Those celebrities. I mean, they may not.
Yeah. No. That's. It's different when I come on and I'm like. I'm John Holmberg from 98 KUPD, 5:45 a.m. till 10, and we have a lot of good times, and it's going to be, go see my show, go talk, you know.
Well, they were doing that? I missed the whole thing.
No, it's the beginning of it. I watched pieces and parts, but they basically come out and they talk, they introduce them as from the new show and this and that. It's like, if they're big enough celebrities, you don't need to tell what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
You don't. If it's Leonardo DiCaprio, you don't need to promote. Either way, that's fine. That's aside. I'm not donating if I get Sean Hayes. That's all I'm saying. If I call up and Sean Hayes answers, I hang up, I'm getting Leonardo DiCaprio. If it's an opportunity for me to get a big star on the line,
I'm
doing it.
David Copperfield?
Nope. Was he answering too?
Yeah. Oh, nope. F that guy.
Out on that. I'm not donating it to him either.
Dennis Quaid?
Nope.
Dennis Crest.
What do you mean? You don't like Dennis Quaid?
I do, but not in that bunch. Not when Tom Hanks is sitting two seats over.
Come on.
Nope.
Joe Jonas?
Maybe, because he's nailing Sansa.
Adam Sandler?
No, I'd hang up.
It's about the cause, John.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So let's not make the celebrities answer the phone, because that's what it becomes about.
Barbara Streisand?
No. She blamed global warming for everything that's happened.
Sitting right next to each other was De Niro and Al Pacino.
Now that's...
No one got whacked.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Al Pacino?
Al Pacino. It's different. It's the Latin girl version.
De Niro and Pacino.
You have to remember, Brady tries to tell everybody he went to Scioto Country Club, and it took about four people from Columbus to say, it's Scioto. I don't know why he says it that way.
If you're a member, you...
They were members. They actually told me at the place...
You want.
They told me when you took me there for breakfast that I was saying it wrong. Scioto's nice.
Scioto Country Club.
Huh? Scioto. What is Scioto? I don't have that. I had back surgery. No. It's the club is Scioto.
Spanish is going to be tough for you.
Scioto.
If you do that stuff.
Oh, say.
Saying it like my grandma says, Warsh. Or Negra. Either way, if you're going to have celebrities answering the phone, keep it all A-level. Sean Hayes can't be on that list if I'm trying to call in and talk to a celebrity. If I got DiCaprio, De Niro, Pacino, if I got any of those guys...
Tracy Morgan?
Sean Hayes, Tracy Morgan I would speak with.
But
I've talked to Tracy Morgan here.
Buscemi?
Yeah, he's a good one.
I'm kind of curious, though, what the hell is Sean Hayes doing now? Because I don't...
Will and Grace. They're again? Redoing They're doing yeah. it again. Yes.
That's it? Is that all he's got?
That's all he's got. Well, he was one of the producers of Hot in Cleveland, and he's been a producer on a couple of movies.
Oh, okay. Now, so. He's just making the money.
He's been the background guy. But now Will and Grace is back. Yeah, ends to a means. I get that. And I'm all for the charity thing. I think that's great. But if you're going to roll out celebrities and say the celebrities are answering the phone, don't lump in Sean Hayes. Don't do it.
How much was raised?
$14 million.
Nice. That's great. Good.
And if my dad get a check.
Here's the other thing. We have friends there, Ken from Baseline Mechanical, who was part of that, and Lerner and Rowe were the guys who handed them $5,000 when they found out that someone from our show was driving over to Houston. They got insurance companies say, we need people who can do work. And they said, we want you on those. So they got them over there. So insurance companies are trying to get companies from all over the country that could spare a few guys to go over and rebuild housing, air conditioners, and, you know, stuff like that. So they're over there.
I'd volunteer for that trip down to the Virgin Islands, man.
Oh, I don't know. I just took a look at that. Man, it's just a big sand pile. But,
sleep on the beach.
He's there, and he told me, he said, not to sound like it's, weird, everybody's fine. He said, even the people who need help, there's so much stuff. He said, there's no shortage of anything. He said, the problem is getting it. He said, the problem is getting people to the stuff. And he said, some people are out there working and doing things on the houses.
Airdrop it like they
right.
show the video.
Yeah, do it like to the Africans. But he said they had the money, and they would run into a pile of like 20 people whose cars are flooded or got blown out of Houston. And they're like, we can't really get down to where it is to get all the supplies back here. So he'd go pick them up and drive them back. He goes, that was the issue. Wasn't that they're out of, that they need more money and more stuff and more this and that. He said that the problem is getting the stuff to certain groups of people who are kind of like, well, we're just sitting out here working. Occasionally, someone will run over and grab a thing of water or whatever. So he'd just go to McDonald's. It's something as simple as that. Bring them food. Like, this was nearly impossible for a group of 30 people just standing over here that don't have access to go down to stand in line all day. They've got stuff they got going on. And he said, so it wasn't about, like, supplies necessarily. We'll be in Florida for a while, but it wasn't about that. It was about making sure that everybody could get it. And that was his big beef. He's like, man, you sit there and say we've raised $50 million and $70 million and blah, blah, blah. And he said, but then this, he said, if you know how they, watch how they've divvied it all out, J.J. Watt's thing was unbelievable. They had supplies all over. You had to go down to the stadium right. to get it. Right. It wasn't like he, you know, and maybe they will now just get trucks out as many times as they can, but it was.
And the lines.
Yeah, the lines are forever and it's an impossibility. So he said, that was the bigger thing. It wasn't about how much you had. It was that they had a surplus of stuff. It was getting it out to the people, and not everybody knew, you know, well, we got to go all the way to Energy Stadium or whatever.
I bet you there was a bunch of the people in line, some of them that had no idea what they're handing out, but they're,
sure.
You know, some, let's get, we got to get some of that.
We'll go meet J.J. Watt. And that's what last night's thing was. I got Sean Hayes. Sean Hayes. Jack from Will and Grace answering the phone. Click. I'll try again. That was just busy, and then I turned it back to the Cubs.
How much you donate?
I didn't. Sean Hayes.
You just hung up?
Sean Hayes.
So?
If Sean Hayes
you
wanted
watched
to...
watched Will and Grace?
Yeah, once. If Sean Hayes wanted to call this show, I'd say no.
Really?
If he wanted to do an interview on this show, I'd be like, no. Larry from the Three Stooges movie? No. No thanks. You want to do an interview with Sean
Hayes?
We've
talked to worse.
No. I know, but... there's no reason to talk to him. He's not terrible.
You hate gays?
He's not gay. He's straight.
Is he straight?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no,
that.
No. No,
he's too good at it, then.
He's got a lovely wife. He's
couple
very
of kids.
Good
deserves all those Emmys, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
I
can
really
like,
want to talk to him.
You can like Will and Grace. But, you know, Sean Hayes. I don't know.
Wow, you're right.
Sean, yeah,
that's
he's
great.
Got a good-looking wife, too.
He's from Illinois.
Yeah.
That's great. Maybe
it is crazy. He did a great job being gay. I'm going to give him that.
That is impressive.
Great job.
Couldn't get that job again.
I think Will is gay, but I'm not sure for sure. But either way, Sean Hayes picked up the phone. I'm like, well, I was kind of hoping for a bigger celebrity. So nothing for you, Sean Hayes. I mean, even if Toledo said it, we got Sean Hayes Wednesday, we'd be like, why? Promoting the new Will and Grace. Why?
Oh, wait a minute. His spouse is named Scott.
Maybe he's gay now because he used to have a wife. He had a wife on Letterman.
Unless it's a female Scott.
That's an interesting Scott. I like that. Yeah, I've seen him at, when they roll him out at events and stuff with a wife.
He's refused to discuss his sexual orientation for many years.
Yeah.
He
The lady he's with. Is that Scott? Scott's good looking then. I've seen Scott arm in arm with him. Scott's a handsome lady.
Wow.
All right. Well, there you go. Anyway, if you donate.
According to Wikipedia. Scott.
That's strange. Scott. That might be somebody. Something added that, which is funny.
I don't know.
Either way. Yeah. Maybe he is gay now, but he's had a lady before. Because I remember it. It scarred me.
Scott.
Like, geez, the dude from Will and Grace is a hot lady.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Not a hot lady there. Maybe he took his sister or something, but she was smoking hot. And maybe he called Scott his wife when he was on Letterman that time. Because I remember that interview he did on Letterman, and I thought, he's never coming back to Letterman. What a dick. He was just flat mean to me.
I don't know if Scott's the wife in this situation.
Scott might be pushing Sean around. Either way, no donation for Sean Hayes. Nothing to do with his sexuality or anything else. Just you answer the phone. Hi, Sean Hayes from NBC's Will and Grace. Got DiCaprio. I got the Pacino-De Niro connection. I'm not talking to Sean Hayes.
The Joker, Jared Leto.
I don't know if I could have gone through the call without going, please, tell me what you're doing with the joke. Make him better.
So what did they do? They all come out to the podium one at a time?
Well, a bunch of them talked, yeah, and just told everybody how wrong they are.
A lot of candles on the stage, like the 9/11 thing.
The two moments I tuned in, Barbara Streisand was yelling at everyone, and then there was another one where somebody was mad that you weren't donating.
That 9/11 thing was a hell of a concert. They had
huge.
All types of bands.
Well, they had two
they
of them.
Put out a DVD
the
and
concert,
a song. Yeah.
The concert was a different one than the original. Remember, the Friday after the Tuesday was the big, everybody, it was on the radio, it was on TV, and they're just like, look, this is huge. And Tom Hanks put that together. And it was Julia Roberts and all of them. They did just basically little talks and stuff and then a couple songs. But that concert they did in New York was ridiculous and awesome at the same time. I'd donate to that thing all day long. But.
Didn't have the talent for this one, huh? Just Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, this was, I've seen Stevie live.
They asked a lot of the bands. U2 had to be there. U2's at all this stuff.
U2's always there, and they must have forgotten their instruments. Not going to come to
How
that.
How are they not playing that?
Come What's on. It paying? Oh, no, it's not. There's no pay.
There's
not
a hurricane.
No
not interested. Not interested.
No Pearl Jam?
No Pearl no. Jam.
What and the hell's going on?
They're big on weather. Pearl Jam loves the idea of going out there for
Darius those. Rucker.
Who put this? Tom Hanks didn't put this one together.
It was a rapper named Bun B from Houston. And there was another person.
Yeah, they needed
there.
A better
but they got
producer
good,
on it.
They got good names
probably
considered.
Had some. To...
I don't know. You're just saying that because of Texas, right?
Yeah.
It was Bun B and some other guy. I saw who put it together. And the other guy's got a name I can't remember, but Bun B stood out because I'm like, who the hell is Bun B, and how does he know all these people? So,
it's amazing how many rappers there are.
Yeah, there's a load of them, and they've got tons of money, and I've never heard of them. I don't know what Bun B is. I was frustrated when I watched Ballers, and the guy that Kylie Jenner is banging, whose name escapes, Travis Scott, they were playing in Vegas, and The Rock sees him. He goes, hey, Trav, what's going on? Nothing, man. Just lost a million. You have $1 million from what?
Kylie.
Kylie. This was like Kylie didn't give him the money yet. They've just been boning. I mean, if Kylie's loaning $1 million at a time to go gamble to Travis Scott, more power to him.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's probably just falling out of her.
But then, of course, I looked him up, and he's got millions and millions of dollars because of a song he did that I've never heard. And he's a producer. Of other people I've never heard. It's crazy. Anyway, he wasn't answering the phones last night, or I would have.
So it was Bun B and Plan A.
I don't know. Yeah.
I just saw the greatest headline on CNN. .com. Liam Neeson might be taking a break.
Yeah, he's no longer
quit,
doing
huh?
action movies.
He's 70.
65.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
can't
he's
do
saying.
Action movies anymore.
Apparently, Brady's writing for CNN now.
Yeah.
Might be taking a break.
The old mechanic. Who? That's nobody called him that ever.
Mechanic taking a break. In quotes.
Look at that.
That's bad.
Who's writing? Who's putting dad jokes on the website?
That's not good. I don't need that.
Come on.
And Brady, how often do you talk to Len Casper at the Chicago Cubs? Is it every day? It's every day. Every day. It's like, Brady, I need another dose of fun.
All right, here's a couple of gems I drilled up last night.
Yesterday was a pitcher named Smoker for the Mets, and Ian Happ hit a home run off of him. And as he's rounding second, Len goes,
"That's a softball."
If This isn't the time to say smoke 'em if you got 'em. I don't know when is.
Woo!
He's got that annoying uncle laugh. I really got myself with that cute one.
You want to go through the TV and rip his throat out?
Yeah. I can't stand Glenn Casper and those. Yeah, so.
It's almost over.
I know. So close. So close being done. Let's get right to it. A wake-up song, shall we? 602-260-9800. And if you call us today, Toledo will answer the phone. We're not gonna fool you into thinking it's anybody good.
So don't call.
Not even going to. Yeah, don't bother, because you're just going to get Toledo. It's nobody good. Maybe he'll pass you on to someone good, but I doubt it. If you call the show, Toledo's who you get. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to give you the promise of Pacino and put you on the phone with Toledo. That's miserable.
The newly paid up Toledo, right, Brady?
It
didn't bounce, did it?
In full.
Your PayPal didn't bounce.
Well, we haven't heard from the firefighters yet on whether or not the items he paid for have gone through for the
charity.
Already
shipped.
Yeah. Already shipped. That doesn't mean your card worked.
All right. Already shipped. Yeah,
in true. Possession.
He canceled the card after he gets his stuff.
Well, we don't know yet, but I can imagine there could be trouble there. Give us a wake-up song, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD.
Wake up!
The new ACUnit.com studios. This is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.